Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Dylan Nicely is Rockingham County's planner. He came to Richmond to explain how his locality expanded access to accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, in 2014. ADUs are by right in Rockingham County, meaning they're allowed without a permit in most residential zoned areas, so long as they meet state codes. They've opened housing for farm workers in rural parts of the county, for students and employees near Harrisonburg, and short-term rental space near the ski slopes of Massanutten. But Nicely was among those who were less keen on the 2024 legislative effort, which aimed to create statewide ADU regulations.
Maintaining local discretion regarding ADUs would best allow localities across the state to continue to meet the specific needs and top priorities of their given communities.
Republican Delegate Carrie Coyner is chair of the Virginia Housing Commission's ADU subcommittee. Thanks to feedback from folks like Nicely, she's envisioning a bill that will require localities to at least make rules to address ADUs.
I think the level of involvement at the state is when local governments don't permit folks to do anything.
Senator Saddam Saleem was author of the failed ADU bill this past session. He said his Northern Virginia district has unique housing demands, and ADUs could be part of that fix. After Monday's meeting, he's realizing it's going to take time, but he's hopeful.
If we can't mandate or put in the rules ourselves, we have to at least essentially steer localities into making this an agenda item.
The next ADU subcommittee meeting happens in July. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.